If you've ever wondered how ancient healing practices could revolutionize your modern life, then you're in for a treat because today we're diving into the fascinating world of energy healing. From Reiki to Qigong, we're uncovering secrets that have been transforming lives for thousands of years. Whether you're a skeptic looking for scientific backing or a believer seeking to deepen your practice, this episode has something for everyone. We'll explore how energy medicine can boost your vitality, reduce stress, and even complement traditional healthcare. Plus, we've got some simple, practical tips you can start using right away to tap into your body's natural healing abilities. If you're ready to unlock the power of your own energy and take your wellness to the next level, then stay tuned because this episode might just be the game changer you've been searching for. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a beautiful ball of energy. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the realm of energy healing. Get ready to unlock the secrets of this ancient practice and discover how it might just transform your life. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's get the energy flowing, shall we? All right. Let's dive into what energy healing is and how the different healing modalities can help our bodies recover from all sorts of issues, physical, emotional, and even spiritual. So here's the deal. Energy healing is based on the idea that we're not just flesh and bones, but we've got this whole energy system running through us too. Think of it like your body's own personal power grid. When everything's flowing smoothly, you feel great. But when there are blockages or disruptions, that's when problems really start popping up. Now, these energy healing modalities, they're like expert electricians for your body's power grid. They work to identify where the energy isn't flowing right and then get it back on track. It's not about treating symptoms like traditional medicine does. It's about addressing the root cause at an energetic level. For physical issues, energy healing can help by promoting relaxation and reducing stress. When your body's relaxed, it's in a better state to heal itself. It's like giving your immune system a little boost, if you will. Some people even report pain relief or faster recovery from injuries after energy healing sessions. When it comes to the emotional things, energy healing can be a game changer. You know how sometimes you just feel off? Maybe you're carrying around old emotional baggage or stress. Energy healing techniques can help release those pent-up emotions and restore your beautiful balance. It's like emotional decluttering. And for spiritual blockages, this is where it gets really interesting. Energy healing can help you connect more deeply with yourself and the world around you. It's about clearing out the spiritual cobweb, so to speak. People often report feeling more centered, grounded, and in tune with their purpose after energy work. The cool thing is, different modalities work in different ways. Reiki, for example, involves the practitioner channeling energy through their hands. Acupuncture targets specific energy points in your body. Sound healing uses vibration to shift your energy. It's like having a whole toolbox of techniques you can choose from. But here's the important part. Energy healing isn't about the practitioner fixing you. It's really about facilitating your body's natural ability to heal itself. They're just helping to create the right conditions for healing to happen. And you know what? Even if you're skeptical, many people find these practices incredibly relaxing and stress-reducing. And we all know how much of an impact stress can have on our health, right? So whether you're dealing with a physical ailment, emotional turmoil, or just feeling a bit out of whack spiritually, energy healing modalities offer a holistic approach to getting you back in balance. It's all about treating you as a whole person, body, mind, and spirit, and not just a collection of symptoms. It's like tuning up your whole being, not just fixing a squeaky part. And the best part, as you become even more aware of your energy, you can start to maintain that balance yourself in your daily life. It is empowering. All right. So let's take a little trip back in time and explore the historical roots of energy healing. It's a fascinating journey that spans thousands of years and crosses cultures all around the globe. You see, energy healing isn't some new age fad that popped up overnight. It's actually one of the oldest healing practices known to humankind. We're talking ancient stuff here. So let's start with China. They've been practicing energy healing for over 5,000 years. The Chinese concept of qi, or life force energy, is at the heart of practices like acupuncture and qigong, which qigong, one of my all-time favorites. They figured out long ago that when energy flows smoothly through the body, you're healthy. But when it gets blocked, that's when problems start. Now, let's hop over to India, where you'll find they've got their own take on energy healing. In the Ayurvedic tradition, which dates back at least 3,000 years, they talk about prana, which is another word for life force energy. Yoga and meditation actually have their roots in these ancient energy healing practices. Oh, and we can't forget Egypt. The ancient Egyptians were all about energy healing too. They believed in the power of the life force, which they called Ka. They even had special temples dedicated to healing, where they would use things like sound and color to balance people's energy. Now here's a cool thing. These ideas weren't just isolated to one part of the world. Native American shamans, African healers, Hawaiian kahunas, they all had their own versions of energy healing. It's like humanity collectively figured out that there's more to us than just our physical bodies. Fast forward to more recent times, and we see these ancient practices evolving and spreading. In the late 1800s, a Japanese man named Makao Usui developed Reiki, which has become super popular worldwide. And in the mid-20th century, we started seeing things like therapeutic touch being used in hospitals. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. All these different cultures, separated by vast distances in time, all came to similar conclusions about energy and healing. And now in our modern world, we're seeing a resurgence of interest in these ancient practices. Let's hit pause on our energy healing fun so that I can remind you that we have a newsletter just for you. If you like moon magic, if you like tips for the season, if you like the energy healing goodies and all the mystical things, then head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter and sign up for our absolutely free monthly newsletter today. Magically created just for you. Now, back to the show. All right, let's dive into the fascinating world of energy healing modalities. There are a lot of different practices out there, and each one has its own unique approach to helping your body heal. It's like having a toolbox full of different tools. You've got options, baby. So let's start with Reiki. This one's pretty cool, and this is one that I have practiced myself. It's a Japanese practice where the practitioner acts like a channel for universal energy. They'll gently place their hands on or just above your body, and the idea is that this energy flows through them and into you, helping to calm you down, reduce stress, and kickstart your body's natural healing processes. It's like an energetic tune-up. Now, acupuncture. That's a whole different ballgame. This one comes from traditional Chinese medicine, and it's all about balancing your body's energy, or qi, as they call it. The practitioner uses super thin needles and places them at specific points on your body. It might sound a little scary, but most people find it super relaxing. The idea is that these needles help to unblock energy pathways in your body, kind of like clearing out a clogged pipe, if you will. Then we have chakra healing. This one's based on the idea that we have 7 main energy centers in our body, running from the base of our spine up to the top of our head. And each chakra is associated with different aspects of our life and our health. Chakra healing involves using various techniques like meditation, visualization, or even sound therapy to balance these energy centers. Qigong. This is another interesting one. It's like a moving meditation combining gentle movements with breathwork and focused intention. The idea is that these practices help you cultivate a balanced life energy. It's great for improving balance, boosting energy levels, and even enhancing mental focus. Plus, the nice thing about Qigong is that it's something you can practice on your own once you learn the basics. There's also something called healing touch, and this one's pretty neat because it was actually developed by a nurse. It involves using gentle light touches to clear and balance your energy field. It's often used in hospitals alongside traditional treatments, which I think is incredibly cool. And we can't forget about sound healing. This uses things like singing bowls, tuning forks, or even just specific tones to create vibrations that are supposed to help realign your energy. It's based on the idea that everything in the universe, including our bodies, has its own vibrational frequency. The cool thing about all these modalities is that they're looking at healing from a holistic perspective, which I am all about. They're not just focusing on physical symptoms, but really considering how energy flows through your whole body, including the body, mind, and the spirit. So let's dive into some scientific studies on energy healing. It's a really fascinating area of research that's been gaining more and more attention in recent years. First off, there's been some really interesting work done on Reiki, one of the more popular forms of energy healing. A study published in the Journal of Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine looked at the effects of Reiki on pain and anxiety in older adults. And what they found is that after Reiki treatments, patients reported significantly less pain and anxiety. Pretty cool, right? Now here's another interesting thing. Some researchers have been looking at the effects of energy healing at a cellular level. There was a study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine where they exposed cultured cells to energy healing practitioners. And believe it or not, they found changes in the growth of these cells compared to the control group. It's like the energy healing was influencing the cells directly. And we can't forget about the work being done on healing touch. There's been some promising research on its effects on cancer patients. So one study found that patients who received healing touch, along with their standard care, reported less fatigue and improved mood compared to those who just got standard care. So it's not a cure, of course, but anything that can help improve quality of life for cancer patients is a huge deal. Now, you might be thinking, how can we measure something as intangible as energy? Well, some clever scientists have been using things like EEGs and MRIs to look at what's happening in the brain during energy healing sessions. They found some interesting changes in brain activity, suggesting that something measurable is indeed happening. But here's the thing. While these studies are promising, a lot of them are still really small in scale. We definitely need more large-scale, rigorous studies to really nail down what's going on. And that's exactly what's happening. There's a growing interest in this field, and more researchers are starting to take it seriously. One exciting area is the research into the effects of energy healing on autonomic nervous system. Some studies have found that practices like Reiki can help shift people from a stressed fight-or-flight state to a more relaxed rest-and-digest state. This could explain why so many people report feeling more relaxed and balanced after energy healing sessions. And look, it's important to note, while the research is promising, energy healing isn't meant to replace conventional medical treatment. It's more of a complementary practice that can work alongside traditional medicine. So while we're still in the early stages of understanding exactly how energy healing works from a scientific perspective, the research so far is pretty darn fascinating. Scientific research is definitely crucial, but sometimes the most compelling evidence comes from personal experience. Over my years of practice, I've had quite a few experiences, personal and otherwise, and everyone left me in awe. I myself have been practicing Reiki for quite a few years now. I have a wonderful, beautiful, just magnificent teacher that has been with me through the entire journey, and I could not be more grateful. I could not possibly love her more, at least I don't think. But I do have a lot of experiences of my own, and there's one session in particular that really stands out in my mind, and it happened a few years ago. So one of my family members suffered a horrific accident that really left all of us in the family fearing for her life. After driving hundreds of miles to be by her side and spending several days and nights in the hospital with her, we were beyond exhausted and emotionally drained, to say the least. So after a few days of being there with her, I came home to get some things in order and to prepare to head back to be with her when I got a message from Marie and Lily, my beautiful, incredible friends and frequent co-hosts of the show. So that particular night, Marie and Lily were getting together and encouraged me to meet with them for some downtime and a Reiki session. Now listen, being among the regular world did not sound appealing, nor did being seen with really red, puffy eyes with dark circles and unruly energy. But I went, and as soon as my girls saw me, they hugged me so tight and got straight to work. They smudged me. They told me to lay on the table, and they jumped right into a Reiki session. So initially, laying on the table, I couldn't stop thinking about my loved one, her accident, and the deep amount of guilt I felt for being home when she was in the hospital fighting for her life. But I will tell you, as my girls did their work, I slowly realized that someone was standing at the foot of the table, and it was not Marie or Lily. So at first, I couldn't make out anything about the presence or what they were doing, only that they were very large and their energy was even bigger. As I focused on them, I felt a masculine energy who ended up identifying himself as the cleaner. He was standing at the foot of the table with what I can describe as like a cloak, and this cloak or coat or whatever it was being held open. And that's when I realized that there were these shards of sharp objects coming off of me and being absorbed by him. So these shards look like big pieces of broken glass, and they just flowed and flowed from me to him. And he was there to remove the debris clinging to me and to clean my energy field. He was, as he said, a cleaner. Our Reiki session was coming to an end, and all I could think about was telling my girls all about the cleaner and what he was doing for me. And when Marie and Lily finally finished, I remember sitting up on the table and Marie immediately telling me that I looked different. She said I looked lighter and more like myself. And you know, I actually felt it. I felt lighter. I suddenly had the energy to talk and share and even do a remote session for my loved one with Marie and Lily right by my side. That night, I went home feeling a renewed sense of hope and the energy to fight hard for my loved one. I really felt like my ninja toolkit had been replenished and I had everything I needed to call in energetic help and healing and all the things. It was seriously one of the most powerful healing sessions that I have ever been part of, and I will never forget it. In my experience, I feel like the mind plays a very big role in the success of energy healing and an energy healing session. It is just fascinating stuff. Let me break it down a little bit. First off, our minds are incredibly powerful. They're not just thinking machines, they're like the control center of our entire being. And when it comes to energy healing, the mind is kind of like the conductor of an orchestra, directing and influencing the flow of energy throughout our bodies. Here's the thing. Our thoughts and beliefs have a direct impact on our energy. Ever notice how when you're stressed or anxious, you feel physically drained? That's your mind affecting your energy. On the flip side, when you're happy and positive, you often feel more energized. It is all connected. In energy healing practices, we often use visualization techniques. It's like using your imagination as a healing tool. So for example, you might visualize a warm healing light flowing through your body, clearing out all the blockages. Your mind is creating that image, and believe it or not, it can actually influence your physical energy. Intention is another big part of it. When you set a clear intention for healing, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, you're essentially programming your energy to align with that intention. It's like telling your body, hey, this is what we're focusing on. We're focusing on healing right now. Mindfulness and meditation are also key players in energy healing. See how I slipped that in there? It made it into the episode. Meditation. So these practices, they help you become more aware of your body's energy and any imbalances. Plus, they help quiet the mental chatter that can sometimes disrupt our energy flow. It's like clearing out the static so you can tune into the right frequency. And get this, the mind-body connection is so strong that simply believing in the effectiveness of energy healing can enhance its impact. It's called the placebo effect, and it's a real thing. Your belief can actually trigger physical changes in your body. But here's the cool part. You don't have to be some kind of mental superhero to benefit from this. Even small shifts in your thinking can make a huge difference. Just being open to the possibility of healing and maintaining a positive outlook can help create an environment where healing is more likely to occur. So, in a nutshell, your mind is like the secret ingredient in energy healing. It's not just about what's happening on an energetic level, but how your thoughts, beliefs, and intentions are shaping that energy. If you've experienced an incredible energy healing session, feel free to share it with me because I would love to hear all about it. If you've never experienced an energy healing session, then fear not, because I have some tips to help you work your very own beautiful magic. Here are some simple things you can do to incorporate energy healing into your daily routine. First off, start your day with a little energy boost. When you wake up, take a few deep breaths and visualize bright healing energy flowing into your body. It's like giving yourself a mini energy tune-up before you even get out of bed. Now, throughout the day, try to be more mindful of your energy. You know, those moments when you're feeling a bit off or stressed? That's the perfect time to do a quick energy check-in. Take a few deep breaths, close your eyes if you can, and imagine any negative energy just melting away. It only takes a minute, but it can make a huge difference. Here's a fun one. Try incorporating some simple energy exercises into your routine. Like, when you're waiting in line at the grocery store, you could do some subtle hand movements to activate your energy centers. No one will even notice, but you'll feel the benefits. And don't forget about your environment either. Your space has energy too. So try keeping some crystals around your home or your office, because they're not just pretty, they can help keep the energy flowing in a beautiful and positive way. And if you're into essential oils, those can be great for balancing your energy as well. Before bed, it's a good idea to do a little energy cleansing. You could try a quick meditation or even just visualize yourself surrounded by a bubble of protective healing light. It is a great way to shake off any negative energy you might have picked up during your day. Here are a few more practices to help you on your energy healing journey. Mindfulness and meditation. So at its core, energy healing is about awareness. So start by simply paying more attention to your body and your energy levels. Regular meditation can help you become more attuned to your body's energy. My next tip is breath work. Our breath is intimately connected to our energy. Try this simple exercise. Take a deep breath in for a count of four. Hold for four, exhale for four, and hold for four. You can repeat this cycle for a few minutes and notice how it affects your energy. Next is Qigong or Tai Chi. These gentle movement practices are excellent for cultivating and balancing your energy. You can find a lot of beginner-friendly tutorials online. My favorite go-to is YouTube. I love Qigong sessions. I find them to be so incredible. They restore energy. They are healing. They do all the things. My next tip is energy self-massage. You can try gently tapping or massaging areas of your body where you feel tension. Pay attention to how the energy shifts as you do this. Next is crystals. If you're drawn to crystal healing, start with a simple practice like holding a crystal while you meditate or placing one under your pillow at night. Next is sound healing. So you don't need fancy equipment to benefit from sound healing. You can try humming or chanting and notice how the vibrations affect your body. The things that you hum or chant could be in alignment with your chakras. So an example would be Om. You can also listen to sound healing music made from singing bowls. This is the kind of meditation music that I gravitate to. It is my love. My next tip is connecting with nature. So spending time in nature can be incredibly grounding and energizing. Try walking barefoot on grass or sand, which is a practice known as earthing. Just remember that no matter which modality you choose, the key is consistency. And like any practice, energy healing becomes more effective when you do it regularly. Start small, perhaps with a few minutes a day, and see how it affects you over time. Be consistent and pay attention to how you feel. Over time, you'll notice what works best for you. And remember that integrating energy healing into your daily life is all about finding what resonates with you. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. So have fun with it, experiment, and see how it can enhance your everyday life. And trust me, once you start tuning into your energy, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Before we keep going, I just want to say, I can see Halloween from here. Yes, Halloween, October is around the corner. We need your help coming up with the most awesome and spooky October that ever was. And so, please send your episode suggestions, your spooky stories, and all the frightening things, because we need all the scares. You can email us at hello@themediamatters.com or DM the show on Instagram at The Medium Matters. Let's get spooky. Now back to the show. Okay, so let's dive into some of the most common misconceptions about energy healing. You know, it's fascinating how many myths are out there about this practice, so let me break it down for you. First off, a lot of people think energy healing is just some kind of mystical hocus-pocus with no real basis in reality. But here's the thing. It's actually been around for thousands of years, as we talked about earlier, and it has roots in so many ancient cultures. It's not just some new age fad that popped up overnight. This has been here for a good long time. Another big misconception is that people often believe energy healing is only for physical ailments, but that is not the case at all. Sure, it can help with physical issues, but it's also great for emotional and mental well-being. It's really about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Here's another one. You need to be some kind of spiritually gifted guru to practice energy healing. Nope, not even a little. While some people might have a natural inclination for it, anyone can learn these techniques with practice and an open mind. It's kind of like learning to play an instrument. It's going to take time and dedication, but it's totally doable. Now, don't get me wrong. Energy healing isn't a quick fix or a miracle cure. Some people think they'll go to one session and all their problems will magically disappear. But healing is a journey, it is not a destination, and it is going to take time and consistent effort. And let's not forget about the skeptics who say that it's just in your head. While belief can certainly enhance the healing process, many people report tangible improvements in their well-being after energy healing sessions. It's working with subtle energies that might not be visible, but can definitely be felt and experienced. Lastly, a lot of people think energy healing conflicts with their religious beliefs. But here's the cool thing. It is not tied to any specific religion. It's a spiritual practice that can complement most religious or spiritual beliefs. As we wrap up our exploration of energy healing, let's take a minute to look toward the future. Where is this field heading and how might it evolve in the coming years? So one of the most exciting trends we're seeing is the integration of energy healing practices into conventional healthcare settings. More and more medical care practices are offering Reiki, acupuncture, and other energy-based therapies as complementary treatments. This approach recognizes that healing is multifaceted and that addressing the energetic component of health can enhance overall outcomes. We're also seeing innovation in how energy healing is delivered. With the rise of telemedicine, some practitioners are exploring ways to offer energy healing remotely, which is so cool. While this might seem counterintuitive for a practice that often involves touch, remember that energy isn't bound by physical distance. Some modalities like Reiki have long included distance healing as part of its practice. Technology is also playing a role with apps that guide users through energy healing exercises and meditations. And education is another area of growth. More and more universities are offering courses in integrative medicine that include energy healing modalities. This is really cool because it's helping to bring these practices into the mainstream and equip the next generation of healthcare providers with a more holistic toolkit, if you will. And I think that's fantastic. Ultimately, I think it's about finding a healthy balance between honoring the history and the ancient roots of energy healing and embracing modern methods. Healing is subjective and it looks different for everyone, so it's important to figure out what it means for you and what resonates with you. As we come to the end of our episode, I hope that you've gained a new appreciation for the world of the beautiful energy healing. Whether you're a skeptic who's now curious to learn more, or a believer who's discovered new dimensions to this practice, just remember that your journey with energy healing is personal and unique. Energy healing isn't about replacing conventional medicine or other wellness practices. It's really about expanding our understanding of health and healing and recognizing that we are more than just physical beings. It's about tapping into the subtle energies that influence our well-being and learning to work with them for greater balance and vitality. Today, we covered the basics of energy healing, but if you're intrigued by what you heard, then I absolutely encourage you to explore further. Try out some of the practices we discussed, read more about different modalities, or consider booking a session with a qualified energy healing practitioner. As always, make sure you listen to your body and trust your instincts. What works for one person may not work for another, and that is A-okay. The beauty of energy healing is that there are so many different approaches, you are bound to find one that resonates with you. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram at The Media Matters or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.